start at 11 also.
Okay. We were on the Gemara on Daf Yudam and Aleph. We had just introduced the question of whether an Ola is Mechaper on an Aseh after Hafrasha or not. So we try to bring a proof. Toshma v'samach v'nirtza, and the Pasuk says v'samach yidol rosh halav v'nirtza ol l'chaper halav, implying that the kapara comes from the smicha. V'chi smicha mechaper is follow in kapara l'dam, but we know the kapara only comes from the avodas adam, shenemar ki adam hu benefesh yechaper, so it's a stira. On the one hand, the avodah only comes from the dam, on the other hand, the kapara only comes from the dam, on the other hand, the kapara comes from smicha. El matam alom v'samach v'nirtza l'chaper, shemasa l'smicha shiori mitzvah ma'ala l'avakasim ki'ilu lo keeper v'keeper. That, if you left out shiori, you like leftovers, you made a smicha, the leftovers, is in, you didn't do smicha, if you neglected smicha, you really do get kapara, because you have the avodah hadam, but it says if you didn't get kapara, ma'ala l'avakasim ki'ilu. So what is this as if? My love. So what do we think at first? The keeper asay de kodem hafrasha, lo keeper asay de smicha, the havale asay de la'achar hafrasha. Right? It must be, what is lo keeper or keeper? Really, the carbon and the chaper without smicha. However, smicha is a bit asay, right? Because it's an asay, smicha counts as a mitzvah asay, and if you didn't do smicha, you're mevatel and asay, and therefore it was mechaper on whatever asays you might have neglected until the hafrasha. But it's ke'ilu lo keeper, because now you need to bring another assay to be mechaper on the bitul assay of smicha. So that's a good pshan ke'ilu lo keeper v'keeper. So amar rava. So that proves that it's not mechaper on assay lachar afrasha. Amar rava. Rava first of all says this is not a valid proof. Assay de smicha ka'amrat. Shani hasnil kamigul shachid ba'amad b'smoch koi. You're talking about the assay of smicha? No, but until the moment you shecht, you still are commanded to get up and do smicha. When do you violate the essay? When do you mevatel the essay of smicha? La'achar shchita. You're only actually mevatel the essay of smicha after shchita, because until shchita you could still do it. And asay and la'achar shchita, at this point in our local Yvailan, we have no question that an asay la'achar shchita, avade, an ola is not mechaper an asay after shchita. Our suffix is only between afrasha and shchita. And since the asay of smicha is only actually violated at the time of shchita, therefore, it's not an assay between Hafrasha and Shechita, and therefore, it's not relevant to our original Ibai, and it doesn't prove anything. Okay, Amarle, that's perfectly reasonable. Amarle, Rav Huna bar Yehuda l'Rava, Eima, now Rav Huna bar Yehuda says to Rava, he says, Eima, maybe, forget about the fact that it wasn't a good proof because of the timing, maybe that's not what it meant in the first place. You thought Ki'ilu lo keeper v'keeper meant the carbon's mechaper, but you messed up something else. Such as they say smicha, which you didn't get kapara. No, ema keeper gavrilo keeper kamishmaya. Maybe it means something else. Maybe it means not that it was mechaper on tzitzis and tefillin and shofar and lulav and all the things you brought it for, but it wasn't mechaper on the neglect of smicha. Maybe it means keeper gavra, as Rashi says, the gavra meaning bidieved, you got kapara because you did bring a karban. Lo keeper kamishmaya, as Rashi says, lo ovid mitzvah namovchar. Maybe it doesn't mean a distinction between your mechaper and X, but not on Y. It means the carbon as a whole was a qualitative distinction. It was mechaper. B'di'evet, it was mechaper. You got kapara. Rashi says you don't have to worry about your sins. But you didn't do it properly, so you didn't get the high level of kapara. You didn't get a mitzvah, a mavchar of ritzui to Hashem. You just got a basic level of kapara. So maybe that's what it means. And therefore, it has nothing to do with our discussion entirely. And how does he want to prove? Now, this is a phrase, ke'ilu keeper v'keeper. We have two competing ways of interpreting the phrase. One way of interpreting the phrase, it was mechaper on X, but not on Y. Mechaper on all the essays you did until then, but not on the essay of smicha. The second alternative is, it was mechaper b'di'eved, but it wasn't mechaper the best way l'chadchila. So, he wants to prove the second shot. What's his proof? Mi lo tnan v'anosa rishon shel kafa kohen etc. l'chaper lo b'lifnei Hashem im nasan kibur lo nasan kibur divur Rabbi Akiva. This is talking about the asham and the metzora. If you recall, the asham and the metzora, we do all kinds of funny things with the blood, and we do the exact same funny things with the oil from the lod shemen of metzora. So here we're talking about the lod shemen of the metzora. What do you do with the log shemen of the metzora? A log is a nice sized container. He pours a little into his hand. Then he takes it and sprinkles it seven times towards the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash. Then he puts it on the metzora, takes it again, and puts it on his right ear and his right thumb and his right big toe. And then whatever's left, he puts on the Metzora's head. Right, and that's what we're talking about here. Vanosar Asher Sirish Al Kaf Gohen, Yitena Rosh Hamita Her Karlov Hashem. So like all the leftovers go on the guy's head. So, and L'chaperalov. L'chaperalov means this gives him kapara. So what does Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva says, Nosan keeper, Losan no keeper. If he gives this what's called the Matnos HaRosh, the last leftovers all go on his head, then he's Mechaper, and if not, he's not Mechaper, meaning it's Ma'akiv. However, said Yochim Menuri Omer, Shuri Mitzvah, no, it's like Smicha. It is something that could be left out. Ben Nitan, Beishol Nitan keeper. It's really Mechaper either way. Umal Lov Ki'ilu keeper. So he says the same thing about Matnos HaRosh that the Brisa said about Smicha. Keeper, Umal Lov Akasu Ki'ilu Lo keeper. The same phrase. And the assumption is the phrase should be used in similar ways in different contexts. So what does this mean? My Ki'ilu Lo keeper. Elaine in the Bay Lasui Karban Achrina Ha'amar Ben Nitan Lo Nitan keeper. If you say he has to bring another Karban, that it's mamish, she wasn't mechap or something, and he has to bring another karban. No, he can't have to. That's sort of the parallel to the first pshat in smicha. First pshat in smicha is he has to bring another karban, right? He has to bring another asay because he wasn't mechap on the asay of smicha. No, he has to bring another olah because he wasn't mechap on the asay of smicha. That can't be that he has to bring another karban. Harmer being nitan b'lo nitan keeper. We said he's mechap either way. Elo keeper gavur lo keeper kame shmaya hachanami keeper gavur lo keeper kame. Shmaya. So what do you want to say? Just like there, obviously, what's the only option for what it means? It can't mean you're mechaper on one thing, but you weren't mechaper on another thing. Because you don't have to bring any other karban. Rather, it must mean you're mechaper b'dievet, but you weren't mechaper properly l'chatchila in the best way. So to hear, that proves that you weren't mechaper b'dievet, but you were mechaper b'dievet, but you weren't mechaper properly the right way. Then the Gemara's dochen, no. Hasam nami keeper matnos mahona matnos lo keeper matnos harosh. There it might be. Let's just put the parallel right here. Here we have the two options for what it means: keeper umale alav hakasov ki'ilu lo keeper. Right. One option is by smicha it means keeper asay dekodem hafrasha. Low keeper, asay desmicha. And the second option is keeper gavra, meaning he was yotza b'dieved, but low keeper, kame shmaya, lo asa mitzvah min hamuvchar. Mitzvah min hamuvchar, I don't mean like an extra nice minas hasidus, meaning you didn't do the mitzvah in the proper way. Right? So, those are the two options we had by smicha. What do we say when it comes to matnos harosh of the low shemen of the mitzorah? So, at first we want to say that what would be the parallel? The parallel, just like here, now you got to bring another ola. Here you need to bring another karban. No, that's too crazy. So, first we want to say that similarly need to bring another karban, just like over here, you need to bring another ola. You really haven't gotten it anywhere, because now you bring another ola to be a chaper on the new asay. And then we said, no, that can't be. That's ridiculous. You don't need to bring another karban. So what do you say? Must mean the same, right? That, we'll just write the same. Yatza b'di'eved velo kiyem mitzvah min hamovchar, but you didn't do it properly. And then we say, no, that's not necessarily a proof what this phrase means. It's not a proof the phrase means you're yotze b'dieved, but you didn't do it properly. It might still mean you're mechaper one thing but not another thing. How would it be one thing and not another thing? So what do we say? Keeper matnos behonos. Lo keeper matnos harosh. Keeper matnos behonos. Lo keeper matnos harosh. Now, what do we mean by keeper matnos bohonos, low keeper matnos harosh? Says Rashi, it's not talking about bringing another animal karban or getting a para, but what Rashi said, so what does this mean? There are basically two ways of saying what this means. One is Rashi, and the other is at least Tosfos at first, right, in his first shot, right, on Tosfos in his first shot, which in the end, he goes back to Rashi. What does Rashi say it means? It means, Yatza Matnos Mahonos, Velo Yatza Chovas Matnos Harosh, Velachain Sarich Lahavi Log Acher Velases Matnos Harosh. Okay, that's what Rashi says, the simple shot, that really you were yotzi one thing, but you really seriously weren't yotzi something else. You really chaser something else, and you need to do something to fix it. What do you need to do to fix it? Bring another log of shemen and do the matnos harush. That's how Rashi interprets it. And then Tosfos has a problem. What's Tosfos' problem? Tosfos' problem is the Gemara in Yoma. The Gemara in Yoma says, Rabbi Elazar, Rav Shimon, and the Rabbanan, right? If you are, this is coming off the discussion there in Yoma, if you recall, even from the Shnayas in Yoma, what if you're being mazeh, let's say, in the middle of the hazos, of the parvasarish Yom Kippurim, and the blood spilled? So you have to get another goat or another bull and start again. So do you have to start again from the beginning, or just start from where you left off, or start from the unit you were up to? Let's say you're in the middle of the seven on the paroches, start again from there. So that's a whole machlokes, and likewise, they have machlokes if you're in the middle of the, you put on the ear, but you didn't put on the thumb yet, and then it's spilled. So do you have to start again from the thumb, or do you have to go back and start again from the ear? Okay, reasonable machlokes, but everyone there agrees, right? Everyone there agrees that Gomer Matnash Vahonos Vinishbacha Lo Divra Ko Matnash Roshein Ma'akos. Their machlokus is the Matad Vahonos is Ma'akev. And what's their machlokus? Something that doesn't concern us right now. That if it's spilled before you got the thumb, do you start again from the thumb or go back and start again from the ear? Okay, interesting machlokus. But everyone agrees if you did the thumb and the ear and the big toe, you just didn't put the leftovers on the head, and it's spilled, no problem, it's not Ma'akev. So that's very clear. That's against Rashi here, right? That is the basic problem of Tosos. That it's not Ma'akev. Now Tosos there says, fine, Rabbi Akiva for sure is not going to work with the Gemara in Yoma. They're going to be against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says it is Ma'akev, and they say it's not Ma'akev, but that's okay, as long as they're like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, right? But how can they be like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? According to Rashi, even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri agrees that it is Ma'akev, and you have to get new oil and put it on his and put it on his head. So therefore, Tosos is a problem. Let's just review the stira. What's the stira? That in Zvachim Daf Vavam Beis it says that Afilu Lefi Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Lo Kiper Matnos Harosh, right? Vitzarech lahavi log acher. But in Yoma Samach Aleph Amad Aleph, what does it say? It says Likuli Alma, meaning Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim, if I'm not mistaken. In Nishbach Halo Kodem Matnos Harosh. Matnos Harosh, Eino Ma'akev. Okay, maybe it's Eino Ma'akos. Okay, that's a pretty good stira. So what does Tosos do for the stira? Tosos at first, and Tosos and Yoma as well, reinterprets our Gemara. So Tosos says it can't mean that. So one answer is Tosos. Not the son of Tosos here, but many deos in Tosos. Tosos says that this Gemara he takes Kipshuto, Eino Me'akev, and then he rereads this Gemara. Right? He says it doesn't mean Shem'akev Vitzarech Lahavi Log Acher. It doesn't mean you need to bring another log, because then it would be a stira to the Gemara in Yoma. Rather, what does it mean? Rather, it means, and here there's some degree of subtlety, Ella, rather, what does it mean? It just means that you didn't do the mitzvah properly, but b'diavad, you were yotze. Ella, shelo kiper Matnos Harosh. Klape Shmaya, or that, let me not use such a loaded word. Shelo Kiber Matnos Harosh. Kefi Shenitztave Aval Bidieved Yotza. Right, he wasn't Mechaper Matnos Harosh the way he's supposed to, but Bidieved he was Yotze. That's all it means at the end of our Gemara. Then, of course, you get into a little bit of a problem, which is if that's what the end of our Gemara means, then how is that different from the earlier line in the Gemara? Right? How is that different from Kiper Shmaya, Kiper Gavra, Lo Kiper Kama Shmaya? So what does Tosos say? Tosos says it means that Yotza Matnos Harosh. Sorry. Behonos. Lechatchila, Moshe Tzarech, right? Matnos Mahonos is perfectly fine. Below Yatsa, Chovas, Matnos Harosh, Kefi Shenitztave Lasos, Lechatchila. Then, how is this different from this, according to Tosfos, right? That becomes the problem. The problem becomes, according to Tosfos, what's the difference between the Hav meaning the Gemara and the end of the Gemara? The Hav meaning is your Yotze B'dieved but not L'chachila, and the Maskan is your Yotze B'dieved not L'chachila. So what's the Gemara saying? So, here, there are two main pshatim. Tosfos here, Tosos here says, so, what's the difference? So, Tosos in Zvachim, in his first Peirush, right? And this is also, if I recall correctly, Tosos in Yoma, in his second Peirush. Tosos in Yoma, in his second Peirush. He says that, that what it means is that the Havamina, we'll call that two, right? The Pshat two Havamina, is that Kimo She'em Lo Samach Kol HaKarbon Eino Min HaMuvchar Kach Em Lo Nasan Matnos HaRosh Afilu Matnos Behonos Eino Mina Mufar. Right? The Hav Mina was that just like if you don't do Smicha, even the Shchit and the Kabbal and the Loch and the Zricha are Pegumim and are not Mina Mufar. If you don't do Smicha, the whole Hakrovas Akarban is Bidiyeved. Like, which Chiddush, but let's assume. Likewise, you might have thought, if you don't give it on the Rosh, even the part you put on the Behonos is only Bidiyeved. And then the Maskana is that the Matnos Behonos Matnos Behonos Nasu Minamuvchar. The Matnos Behonos are still Minamuvchar. That's not good. The Matnos Behonos are done totally Minamuvchar. Shechi Soron Matnos Harosh Eino min hamuvchar. So what he's saying is that it's a subtle, this maskan according to Tosos. The havmina was that if you leave out matnos harosh, the whole process is not min hamuvchar. The kamash alone is that if you leave out matnos harosh, what you did until now is still min hamuvchar. It's just you're missing the extra kiyum of matnos harosh. Let me just write this a little better maybe. Right. Shechaser haritzoi hanosaf shall matnos harosh. And that's the shock of the Hari Gemara according to Tosos, who's being nidchak and all this in order to get out of the Gemara in Yoma.
The matnos,
the honos, the matnos harosh, independent meaning? Oh, that's the must-have mean maskana, apparently. The have mean is that it's all one kiyum. If you miss part of it, then you're chaser something on all of it. Kamash, well, no, it's two separate kiyumim. One kiyum you've done, minam of kar, and one kiyum you haven't done. That's apparently the Havamin Maskana of our Gemara, which is very fascinating, right? Here the Tosfos in his first answer here is is a bit of a chiddush, right? Where am I going to put this? Here's something else. The Tosos in Yoma's his first answer. Yoma Perush Aleph says, but he has a rereading of. He would have to reread our entire Gemara. Says the. Maybe he even have to erase what's written on the board. May Kari keep by the name keeper Gavlo keeper Kari Shmaya keeper Gavja Tir Mitzarato lo keeper Kami Shmaya me own Shabiyadu. Okay, what does he say? He says the Havamina is that Nitar Mitzarato Velo keeper. What was his lashon again? Sorry. Me onesh shabiyado, velo keeper onesh shabiyado. Maybe the Havamina, and this is a rereading of the Havamina, that he's tar from his saras, but he hasn't gotten forgiveness from heaven for the punishment of his sins. And then the kamashlan is no keeper legamre al yedei. Matan Bahonos Virak Chaser Haritzoi Shell Matnos Harosh. Okay, the Kamashlan is the same. He's reading the Maskana of our Gemara that he was keeper legamre on the Matan Bahonos. He's just Chaser the added key on the higher level of Matnos Harosh. What's the difference between this and the Havamina? Either you say the Havamina was just that it's one unit, which is Pugum, and the Kamashalan is two separate units, or maybe reread the Havamina. The Havamina is that he's Tahar, but he's still Chai of his sins. Kamashalan, no, he gets Kapar Gemur. He just didn't do things the best way.
What is the significance of having two separate units? Everything is going to be tired and it's over. There's one Mitzorah, and he has to get Kapara. So it's all going to
get... No, so the question is it... I mean, here we're really going beyond the bounds of what we can discuss now, but Avadi's one Mitzorah. The question is there one type of kapara he needs? You know, is there one kind of Ritzoi which you do in different steps, or no? Maybe he needs separate levels of Ritzoi. Maybe each thing is a separate Ritzoi. What that means metaphysically, you know, I'm not sure. But maybe each thing somehow has a different effect on him.
He still can't eat kachim until he finishes everything.
No, he can according to Tosfos.
Yeah.
According to Tosfos, he can. I mean, according to Tosfos... Right, what's the sort of psak halacha, right? Psak halacha mi shelo nasnu alav matnos harosh. So he is... Tahar v'niskaper legamri, according to Tosfos. Tahar v'niskaper legamri. He's just missing the mitzvah namovchar, the l'chachila. He just didn't do it l'chachila. But he's tahar v'niskaper legamri.
Is there
enough
to mean that you have to do the whole thing over again, or you can just be
mashling
the road?
No, I don't think anyone says you have to do the... I hear the tanya, but I think that's too radical. I don't think anyone would say that. Okay, if you look at the Shidigo Betzes here in Os Beis, it's not exactly clear what he tried to say. He may be trying to say, I'm not sure what he's trying to say. He may be trying to say a variation of Tosos, that what's the difference in the Havamina and the Maskana? In the Havamina, it was just not Mina Mofchar. But in the Maskana, it's worse than not Mina Mofchar. It's like missing an entire mitzvah of Matnos Harosh. In which case, it's sort of a parallel to this. The Havamina is that Matnos Harosh is just part of a process, and if you leave it out, it's not Mina Mofchar. Kamashvalan, it's not part of a process. It's its own mitzvah, and you're missing a whole mitzvah. It's not Ma'akev, but you're missing a whole mitzvah. So maybe that's what the the Shidim Gebetzis is saying, okay, you'll have to think about it, whether you, it's a little unclear. He says, like, the Havmina was Lo Osir Min HaMofkar, and they were Docha, that's not called Lo Keeper. Rather, Lo Osir Min Nachas Ruach LiYotzro. You're missing the Nachas Ruach LiYotzro. You don't have to bring another load. But you're missing the Nachas Ruach LiYotzro, maybe for the Shidim Gebetzis, if I understand correctly, just the third option. Here is A, B, and here is C, the Shita Mekubetzes Os Beis, he would say, the Hav Amina is that it's just not Mina Mufchar. And the Kamash Valon, the Maskana, is that is that it's more than not Mina Mufchar, it is Lo Kiyem Mitzvah. It's not Ma'akev, but, like, maybe he left out a whole mitzvah and didn't do this nachas ruach liyotzro. He didn't do a whole mitzvah.
But big deal if he can eat kachim.
Well, look, they're all within Tosos. Tosos' mainstream derech, except for the end of our Tosos, is that he can still eat kachim, he's still kapara, you know. Is that it really worked? Right? Tosos' mainstream derech is that it really worked. It's just, it really worked. He's just chaser one small element.
Can you come back tomorrow and do the mahashlamah when he gets
invited? No, there is no hashlamah. He was yotzei. There's no hashlamah.
If he wants to do it,
even if he wants to do it, it's meaningless. He's taking a lok shemen, that's not significant.
He wants to do it.
No, it's too, I would assume it's too late.
No.
Because it's not a chalos lok shemen shematzor if he's not chayef. Right? I mean, what makes it a lok shemen shematzor if he's not chayef to bring it? You know, then it's just stam oil. You know, if you want to put oil in your head, fine, except for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. But that doesn't make it a mitzvah.
Do we understand when it means the kapra gavri, kapra kapra shmaya? Isn't it kapra?
So what Rashi says it means, and that's what I put on the board according to Rashi in the mainstream Tosos, is that it's b'di'eved versus mitzvah of mufchar l'chachila. That's the problem. The problem is that the words are not so revelatory, I admit, because everything's about the Gavra and everything's about klapei shmaya, right? Everything about klapei shmaya, we're not worried about anything secular going on here. And everything about the Gavra, we're not worried about someone else. They're trying to hint at something.
But they're not saying it. I mean, the Gemara knows the words l'chachila.
It's a great but they're trying to fit into the Lashon Keeper Lo Keeper, so they have to use this unique phrase. So I hear your Taina, but at least if we're in the mainstream Derech of Tosfos and the Shita Gebetzis here, we'll leave Tosfos and Yoma for further thought. This is very clear. It means B'dievet versus L'chachila. What's the Maskana? The Maskana is, according to our Tosfos, it's also your Yotze B'dievet, not L'chachila. The only difference is, Maskana is, it's only the Rosh that you didn't do l'chachila. The bahonos are still pristine. And according to the Shita Gebetzis, maybe what it means is that you thought it was just like not l'chachila, not min hamuvchar. Kamashon, it's a little worse than not min hamuvchar. It's like a lack of a mitzvah. It's a lack of a mitzvah not in bahonos. You left out a nachas ruach liyotzro.
And you still don't let him go back in any
way? I would assume not. Okay. This is the derech of Tosfos in, you know, most Deos in Tosfos. However, if you stick with Rashi, Rashi's pshat in our sugya is that it is ma'akev. Then you have mamash astira. Our sugya says it's ma'akev, you have to bring another load. The Gemara in Yoma says it's not ma'akev. How do you resolve the stira? So what does Tosfos in Zvachim in his second day say? How does he resolve the stira? Is it ma'akev or not? So what does Tosfos say at the end of our Tosfos? He says it depends. There's two things you're trying to accomplish. He says, number one, you want to be metahar the mitzora. What's the nafkamina of being metahar the mitzora?
You're coming to bring
korbanot. Make this rikotshav, right. Because after all, the mitzora at this point is what's called a mechoser kippurim, right? Remember, there's three kinds of tameim. There's a tamei mamish, and that's the mitzora until he does the ritual with the shnei tziporim, etc. And then there's a tful yom, he has to wait for nightfall. Okay, eventually his night falls 7 days later. And then there's a tummy mamish is matami everything. No, the mitzvah is already not a tummy mamish. He went to the mikvah, he did all kinds of things. A tful yom keti truma. The mitzvah is not a tful yom. He tovled and then the nightfall came. But these are mechoser kippurim. Someone who has to bring, remember that mission at the beginning of the second paragraph of Krisas, right? Arba mechoser kippurim. Someone who has to, who's tummy and has to bring a korban, is tamei for can't go to the mikdash or eat karbanos until he brings his karban. So he's a mechoser kippurim. So the mitzora, what does he need? He needs to be nitar and not be mechusa kipurim anymore, so that he's allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdash. But he also needs a kapara for his sins. Tosos doesn't say this precisely. What does Tosos say? He asks a bit of a strange question on his first pshat. And he says, "Hasam hachibu shemat as a rosh l'ma'akve dekevin jekibal midam ha'ashem min Hashem al v'honos inikari od mechusu kipurim el motor lechu b'kachim l'kaneis b'mikdash." What does Tosos say? Tosos says here what it means is eino me'akev taharoso, right? Mutter lechol kachim vili kanes lemikdash. And what does it mean in our sugya? And our, that's what it's not ma'akev. What does it mean in our sugya? In our sugya just means that chayav lahavi log acher lahashlim kaparoso. He's chayav to bring another log. Halachically, he's obligated to bring another log and do the matnas arosh. However, he's not tamei anymore, so he is tahar legamre ve'adayin lo niskaper v'chayav lahashlim matnos harosh. Tosa splits the obligation of the log shemesh l'mitzora from the tara of the log shemesh l'mitzora. The tara is accomplished by matan bahonos, but he's still obligated to the evident of matnos harosh, meaning he does have to get another log into it, and therefore there's no stira. That Gemara is talking about whether he can eat kosher or not, whether he's mechusar kippurim. He's tahar, and everyone agrees the matnos harosh and ma'akev is tara. However, he's still chayav, it's ma'akev, it's kiyom mitzvah, it's kapara. He's still chayav to bring matnos harosh. Okay, there's no hint of this in the Gemara in Yoma. The Gemara in Yoma is not talking about Tumah v'Tara there. It's coming in a tangent in a discussion off of bringing the parasar shel Yom Kippurim, which are not coming for mechusar kippurim, just a mitzvah. But Tosafot says you could say that. Okay, the Rambam really doesn't sound like either of these answers. The Rambam doesn't really say much. The Rambam just brings these two sugyas. A, in our sugya, he actually passes like Rabbi Akiva. He says, Mamish lo keeper. Not Mala lo keeper, Rabbi keeper. Mamish lo keeper. Yeah. Okay, he says, Mamish lo keeper, straight out. On the other hand, he quotes the Gemara in Yoma, and he says, Eino ma'akif.
Right.
Right? So the Rambam creates a problem. You clearly can't say like most days of Tosos. He paskins lo keeper. Right. Lo keeper sounds like lo keeper. It doesn't sound like this maskan of our Tosos. So he doesn't say anything about Tumah v'Tara, you know, in the phrase Eino ma'akif versus lo keeper. It doesn't say anything much to you like Tumah v'Tara. So that's why the Mefarshim look for another answer. So what answer does the Mari Korkos give, which is quoted in the Kesef Mishnah and the other Mefarshim there? Exactly. Says the Mari Korkos, he says you have to be a dayak in the Gemara. Our Gemara says lo nasan. That Gemara says nishbach. Now, I would have said lo nasan is the same as nishbach.
Right.
After all, if it was nishbach, then you're a lo nasan. You're like, what does it mean lo nasan? I would have thought lo nasan means that lo nasan behechleit. You finally didn't put it. How do you finally not put it? Because you spilled the oil. That's what I would have thought. The Mari Korka says a big chiddush. He says no. He says, our Gemara is talking about where you're still holding the oil in your hand. And that Gemara is talking about where it's spilled. And therefore he says, this is if you still have the oil, then it's ma'akev. This is talking about if the oil spilled, then it's not ma'akev. And you want to know the answers. What's the status of Mitzora? Who? They didn't put the oil on his head yet? That depends. If oil is still in the Kohen's hand, lo nitar. If the oil spilled, nitar. Okay, this is a big chiddush, the Mari Korkos, but he says it could be, because after all, one sugya says nishbach, one sugya doesn't say nishbach. What's the svara? The svara is that there's a difference between not, the svara is like this. V'hanosar b'shem anasher al kaf ha-kohen yitena rosh mechaper if there is no sar means leftovers. There doesn't have to be leftovers. If there's leftovers on the Kaf HaKohen, then you have to put it for kapara. And if there's no leftovers, then you don't have to put it for kapara. Since it's a din of leftovers, so only if you have the leftovers makid. Now, usually leftovers are not makid anything. But there is something similar to this we find in halacha. What? Exactly. When can I eat the meat of a karban? Achatas or an asham from a kohen or shlom from the bailim. So the answer is, well, that first, certainly not before Zrikas Hadam. Zrikas Hadam is matir. But the Gemara says, no, the haktoras emurim, burning the fats on his bech, is also matir. What does the Gemara say? If the emurim are still here, I don't have the complete kapara. I can't eat the karban until they burn the emurim on the mizbeach. You can't eat your meat until they burn the emurim on the mizbeach. But if the emurim got tameh or lost or destroyed, then I can eat the meat right away. As long as the emurim are here, the lack of doing that when I can is ma'akif. But if I can't do it, then it's not ma'akif. So that's what Mary Corey is saying here. The lack of matnas or rosh when you can is ma'akif. But if you can't, then it's not ma'akif anymore.
Isn't that totally opposite to the whole concept of the roid, the bila,
yes.
Bila ma'akif?
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's what the case of says.
Yes, exactly it is. The it is the opposite of that concept. And it is the opposite of that concept. Okay, we'll have to leave that as a good question for now.
It's a curious safest question. So we say it's here because it says the word nosar, so therefore make
it. When it says the word nosar, it's different.
That's exactly
okay.
Different.
Now, but the Sfas Emesh and the Chazon Ish have another shot. And this is wild. The Sfas Emesh and the Chazon Ish, if you read this Tosos, I know it was a hard Tosos to read, and I know I didn't even read it with you. But Tosos has a funny line. Tosos says, Lo kiber matnos arosh, pirish b'kotsh, v'yavi log achar v'yitei matnos arosh, v'rikiva tzarek v'haskel b'v'honos, v'teima, d'besof hotziu lo mashva d'kuli alma e matnos arosh ma'akvos, afilu nishbach halog, d'pli yihasim v'rilaz v'rishim v'rabana v'natsa mikzas ma'atonish b'honos v'nishbach halog, v'tani sefer gomer matnos b'honos v'nishbach halog, d'ivri akol matnos arosh e'na ma'akvos klal, d'ein tzarek l'havi achar. Right? That's a stira. It says there, it's not ma'aki if you don't bring another one. So far, everyone sort of agreed that what does it say in Yoma? If it's spilled, it's not ma'aki if you don't have to bring another one. It's not ma'aki. It's not ma'aki. It's not ma'aki. Tosis adds, Dibayin achari efshar lefarish. Because you can't interpret the Gemara Yoma differently. Now, of course, if Tosis says you can't interpret the Gemara Yoma differently, what does that mean? Yeah. It means that he knows that you can interpret the Gemara Yoma a different way, he just doesn't think you should. Right? If there's really only one way to interpret something, you don't say you can't interpret it a different way. It means you can, but I don't think that's a good pshat. So what is this other way you could have interpreted the Gemara Yoma that Tosus doesn't think is a good pshat? So, here this Sfas Emes Alatar here, and the Chazon Ish are sensitive to the Lashon. It says something funny in Yoma. What does it say spilled?
The oil, no?
It doesn't say the oil. It doesn't say Nishbach HaShem. And it says Nishbach HaLog. What's funny about Nishbach HaLog? Where do you get the oil to put the Matan Bohonos and the Matan Sarosh from?
From the
log?
From the Kaf
HaKohen, right? First he takes the log. He pours a handful on his left hand. Mm-hmm. He puts the log away to be eaten later,
by the coin.
And then he takes from his hand and does everything.
Okay.
So why Nishbach HaLog? It should be Nishbach HaShem and Shebekapo. Like, why is the log spilling? It's the oil in his hand that should spill. So Tosos is assuming, Ein Lefarsh Benyan Acher, don't be such a medakdek. It means the oil spilled. We call the oil the log, you know why? Because it all came from the log originally. All this oil is called the log. It all started in the log. I mean, technically, it's all part of the log, right? After he pours it in his hand, now he has, I don't know how much a hand holds, but let's say 3% of a log in his hand and 97% of the log in a kli. Right? But it's all called the log. So that's what Tosfos saying, don't interpret it in some other way. But there is another way to interpret it. Interpret it kipshuto. What are we talking about? We're talking about the log spilling. I have plenty of oil in my hand. I have plenty of oil in my hand. I can do all the matanas I want. The problem is I put the log on the side, someone tripped and knocked it over, and the log spilled. Now, is that a problem if the log spills? So maybe it is. Maybe the halacha is that it's not enough to have oil in my hand and put it on the kohen. I need to have oil in my hand and put it on the kohen while it's part of a full log, which is sitting elsewhere. And why do I think that's not a crazy pshat? Because if you look in the Gemara Yoma, what does it compare it to? It compares it to doing, it says notar. He says, how about this? It compares it to the leftovers of a mincha. What's the rule of a mincha? So you may be familiar. The rule of a mincha is that, let's say I take a kometz of the mincha, and I have to burn it on the mizbeach, and the rest of it's sitting in a kli. What happens if a little of that spills and gets destroyed before I burn the kometz? It's right, but we paskin it's puzzle. Right, we paskin shirayim shechas v'achlok zir yochum v'shlokish, if I'm not mistaken, shirayim shechasru bein kmitza lehaktara. What? Yeah. Right? We paskin if the shirayim, the rest of the kli spills, then the kometz is pasul. A kometz is only kosher if it's a kometz that's representing the whole mincha. Likewise, the matanos are only kosher, according to this read, according to the Meduyuk read, that Tosfos thinks is the efshar. The matanos are only kosher if they are matanos from oil that represents a whole log, but the whole log has to be extant, has to still be around. And that's the illusion of Lashon V'Hanosar. Why is the kometz only kosher if you have the whole Sirus Ha'efa in the Kli? Because it says, Hanoseris, the rest of it is called Noseris Men HaMincha, it has to be left over, meaning it all has to be there together to be left over. Likewise, this is called Yeser Hashem and Asher Al Kapo, the leftover oil, the rest of the oil in his hand, it has to be the rest of something. There has to be a log, and this has to be this. There has to be oil in the log. This has to be part of the oil in the log, and then I give it. But if the log spills, it's no good. In which case, these two sugyas are talking about two totally different things. Says the Sfas Emes and the Chazon Ish. Two totally different things. This is discussing. And you'll ask, if you didn't give Matnas Arosh, Lo kiper klal. If you didn't do Matnas Arosh, it is ma'akev. Says the here. If you didn't do Matnos Harosh, that's ma'akev. But that's not what they're discussing in Yoma. They're not discussing not doing Matnos Harosh. What are they discussing in Yoma? They're discussing if you did Matnos Harosh, but you did it after the log spilled. The log spilled. You still have oil in your hand to do Matnos Harosh, just the log spilled. That's the question. Does the Matnos Harosh need to be from a whole log, representing a whole log? Or the Matnos Harosh can just be whatever's left? The Matnos Avad of the Matnos Harosh Ma'ati. You have to do Matnos Harosh, and if not, you have to bring another one. Oh, I wrote this backwards, didn't I? Apologize. If you didn't do Matnos Harosh, that's Ma'akev. But if you did Matnos Harosh after the log spilled, that's okay. Right? That's okay. That's not Ma'akev. That's fine. The existence of the log is not ma'akev, the Matnos Harosh. But the Matnos Harosh themselves are necessary. He doesn't get kapar until you do Matnos Harosh. The whole question is, do you need a whole log to be present at the time? The answer is you don't need the log to be present at the time, but you still need Matnos Harosh.
What happened?
And the Gemara Yoma is discussing an entirely different question. Not what you need to do, but what you need to do with the whole log present. But and the answer is, you don't need to do Matnos Harosh with the whole load present.
What's the difference?
You did Zrika already.
Okay, at least I mean the rest. Okay, but
the remainder.
I mean the rest. Correct. I mean the rest of the load.
So what's the difference if the load is around, or all of it is around for the Bahonos or versus Harosh?
The answer is because the Bahonos are called Yeter Hashemen Asher Al Kaf HaKohen. The rest of it. Meaning, it has to be the rest of something. So there has to be something that it's the rest of.
The rest is only on Bahonos.
Yes, but, here I'm quoting Gemara Yoma, not my own pshat. Gemara Yoma says, the Matan Bahonos is called Yeter HaShemen. But the Matan Arosh is called Vahanotar after Yeter. Hanotar Meha Yeter. Hanotar may hayeter, a leftover is what's left from what's left, then you don't need to have the original thing anymore. If you say the remain, what's the rest of something, there needs to be something to be the rest of. If I say the rest of something, then you're ready, you don't need the link to the original thing anymore, and if the original log is spilled, it's no problem. And the Chazon Ish, now it's here, the Karen Or asks, but the Rambam says, Matnas Arush Eina Ma'akev. Sounds like not Ma'akev at all. The Chazon Ish answers, he says no. What it means is that the Matnas Arush is not Ma'akev, the eating of the lobe. The Rambam says, once they do Matan Bahonos, the Kohanim are allowed to eat the lobe shemen, the rest of the lobe. Mm-hmm. Meaning, what he's trying to say is that the Matan Bahonos are part of the mitzvah of the lobe. The lobe is not Nikra until you do Matan Bahonos. And until the log is nikrav, then the kohen can't eat it. But the matnas harosh, that's not a din in the log. It's just a din in the mitzora. Let me put this in lundish terms, which is, Chazon Ish doesn't put it in these terms, but this is what he's saying. He's saying that the midine halog sarech rak matnos bahonos. The log has been nikrav and nitar the kohan, and the kohan can eat the rest of the log as long as you didn't matnas bahonos. But midine hamitzora tzarech gam matnos harush. That's what I'm translating the Chazon Ish, but I think that's what he's saying. He's saying that it's not ma'akev midin the log. There's two dinim here. There's the din of what the mitzora needs. Can you not read the green because it's too light? There's the din of what the mitzora needs. And the din of when the log is considered to be hukrav. The mitzora needs the matnas bahonos and the matnas harosh. Or else you have to bring another log. The log is nikrav once you do matan bahonos. Once you do matan bahonos, the log is nikrav. And therefore, if the log spilled, there's no problem. As a matter of fact, even lechavchila, forget it, if the log spilled. The Rambam paskins, once you do matan bahonos, the kohanim can eat the log before matnas harosh. They can start eating it. Why? Because the log was nikrav once you do matan bahonos. The Mitzorah still needs Matnas Arosh, but the log was Yotzei its destiny. The year of the log was achieved once you did Matnas Bahonos. Okay, and that is, it's a very nice pshat, it's very meduyik in the Gemara there. The Gemara says Nishbach HaLog, you can always say it's Lav Davka. But if it's Davka, Nishbach HaLog, then it's really talking about an entirely different inyan, and that's why it's not a Stira Tower Gemara. Okay,
so what are your different opinions at the end, whether or not for the Rosh that he does have to bring another Shemen.
So according to Tosos, most of the days, if you didn't amatnas a Rosh, you don't have to bring another one, you're fine. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Menemachar, but you're fine. According to the end of Tosos and Zvachim, he's Tahor, but he's not Miskaper, so he has to bring another one to be Mechaper on himself. Mm-hmm. According to the Mari Korkus, if it's still there, he's not Miskaper, but if it's spilled, he's Miskaper. And according to what we said, the Tzvas Emes and the Chazon Ish, based on the Dia Kaloshim in Yoma, that it's, if you didn't amount of Sarosh, the you have to bring another one for sure. You for sure have to bring another one. The Gemara in Yoma just meant if the log spills, it's okay. But it didn't mean that you could manage without Matnas Arosh. So here either it's not Ma'akev at all, it is Ma'akev, or it's Ma'akev half, but not the other half, or it's Ma'akev if it's still there, but not if it's gone. Okay, let's go on in the Gemara a little. Says the Gemara tries to get a second proof. The Gemara says, Tashma, another proof for Asiyah Lachar Frasher, Shimon over Kivsei Atzeres Lomayim Vayim, why do you bring the Kivsei Atzeres? For what sin do you bring the Kivsei Atzeres? Now the Gemara interrupts, there must have been a mistake in the Masorah of this Braisa. Kivsei Atzeres, Shlomim Ninhu. Kivsei Atzeres are Shlomim, right? Those are the Zivchei Shami Tzibur that we talk about in the morning in Karbanos. That the only Shlomim that's brought by the Tzibur, and the only Shlomim that's Kachi Kachin, is the two sheep brought on Shavuos with the Shtei Alechem. So those are Shlomim. But I mean the two sheep. So now they're Shlomim. You don't have to ask why they brought it. El Se'irei Atzeres Lomayim Boin. Why do you bring the Se'irei Atzeres, the goats? And what's interesting about these goats? I mean, the answer is pretty posh. The answer is, anyone remembers the first mission in the Masechet Shavuos? Why do you bring all the goats of the Regalim? The first mission Shavuos says, there's all different details, which we're not going to get into in the Tanaim there. But the basic point of the first mission Shavuos is that the it's not really the first mission, just the whole perek is printed in the Vilna Shas in the beginning. The whole Mishnayos, the whole perek are printed in the beginning, is that the reason why we bring Sa'ir L'chatos, right, we read about a lot of it a week and a half ago on Shabbos, why do we bring Sa'ir L'chatos and all the Regalim, Mechaper Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav, on people who enter the Mikdash Tameh or eat Kachim when they're Tameh. Okay, so why are we asking about the Atzeres? Because Atzeres is unique. All the other holidays only, or most of the other holidays, only have one Sar L'chatas. Right? It always says, only one Sar L'chatas. But in Shavuos, you have two Sar L'chatas. Why?
One is the Musaf and one is the...
Exactly. One of the parshas Pinchas from the Musaf, right, and one of the parshas Emor from all the karbonos that come with the Shnei Lechem. Because it says in parshas Emor that when you bring the Shnei Lechem, besides bringing the two kvasim that are Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur, you also bring an ola of two bulls, one ram and seven sheep, and a sar lechatas, and a goat for a chatas. It's almost the same as the Musaf. They both have one goat for a chatas and seven sheep for an ola. The only difference is the Musaf has one bull for an ola and two rams, and the karbonos that come with the Shnei Lechem have two bulls and one ram. The Gemara says that's how we know it's not the same thing mentioned twice, but it's two different things. So in the end, on Shavuos, you have to bring the Shnei Lechem and the two kvasim of shlamim, and for an ola, you have to bring sakakol, three bulls, and three rams, and 14 sheep, and for a chatas, two goats. So the question is, why do you need two goats for a chatas? After all, if the chatas is mechaper and Tomas Mikdash v'kadshav, then one of them is mechaper, right? Why do you need two? So the Gemara, the Braisa asked that. Rabbi Shimon asked that, and the Braisa says, Rabbi Shimon, Nizrek Domo Shal Rishon Sheni Lamu Karev, if you're already Dizrikas Adam and got kapara from the first goat, why do you need the second goat? Well, after all, you already got kapara. So he's deriving a musar here. Al Tomash Urban Zelazah. On Tomah that happened between one and the other.
One
akrobah, the other akrobah. Exactly. Amar Me'at, we know how you show. This is the end of the Braisa. We can see from here a nice musar that really the Jews should have had to bring a karbon every minute for kapara. After all, how long is it in between them? We have no idea, but let's say they're makar one sar, and then the other sar is 5 minutes apart. So they should have to bring a carbon every 5 minutes, except the Torah, chisech, it saved our money. It's a kula, the Torah didn't want us to have to lose so much money. So we see from here the musar that that Hashem is very nice to us, and even though we should really don't think that we only need a little kapara, this says in the Torah, we really need a lot of kapara, but Hashem was makel because he didn't want to waste all of our money. Very nice. But what's relevant for us? Here it's an asay achar afrasha is bechaper. So the Gemara is what happens? It's, let's say I bring one goat at 10 a.m. and I bring the other goat at 10.05 a.m. So it's bechaper and all the tumas between 10 o'clock and 10.05 a.m. Hold on a second. But that's a seila achar afrasha. Right? I was mafresh them yesterday before Yontif. So don't we see that if the second goat is bechaper on the tumas between 10 o'clock and 10.05 a.m., even though it was mufresh yesterday, that proves mechaper nasei d'achar afrasha, and that proves an ola is mechaper nasei d'achar afrasha. The Shidduch Betzos here points out, why are you bringing a raya from a chatas to an ola? And the answer is, because this chatas is similar to an ola, in that, what do we open with? We said, a regular chatas is for one sin. An ola is for as many sins as you have. This chatas is also for as many sins as Klal Yisrael have, right? If there are a million people who did Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav, it's mechaper in a million. If there's three people, it's mechaper in three. If a guy did it eight times, it's mechaper in eight times. If he did it one time, it's mechaper in one time. So therefore, this is similar to an ola in that it's mechaper general kapara. So we want to know, is it mechaper in a seidel achar frusher or not? So it is. So the Gemara says, Ida v'shinu v'asachas hachinami. Hachamai eskina da v'shinu v'zechoseh. No, you're right. If you were mafresh it all at once, if you were mafresh the two goats at once, these two goats are for the chatos of Shavuos, then taka, you would have a good question. But we're making no kimta. You are mafresh them one after the other. You're mafresh one on Dalet Sivan and one on Hey Sivan. And then what do we mean zelazeh? We don't mean between hakrava of zelazeh. We mean between hafresh on zelazeh. If you're mafresh one on Dalet Sivan, you're mafresh the second one on Hey Sivan. What's the second one mechaper for? All the assays between Dalet Sivan and Hey Sivan.
Even if not before you were mafresh, yeah, second.
Hopefully you're a makar of them in order you're a mafresh. Right? So first you're makar of the one that you're a mafresh on Dalet Sivan. And then you're makar of the one you're a mafresh on Hey Sivan. So when you were makar of the first one, you're makar of all the Tomas Mikdash V'Kadshav until Dalet Sivan. Until Afrasha. When you're makar of the second one, you're makar on all the Tomas Mikdash V'Kadshav between Dalet Sivan and Hey Sivan.
Now, why are they asking on the second one? Why did they ask on the... Why are you bothering with the first one? You're reading the second one a little later. That's... being mechaper and everything all the way up to that.
Okay, that's a good question. The assumption is that As long as...
Hold on.
Can I just do this? Yeah. Hold on. It's very hard for old people to use technology. So you're going to have to
let me cook this.
What? What are we going to do?
Look at us. That's how much light you need.
Okay.
Isn't this Hayir Mechaper on Lavim also?
So it's an interesting question. What about a Seila Achar Afrasha? So Rashi says, because Tumas Mikdash Rikosha is an Asay. The Asay of the Shalchum and Amach, now it's also a lav. So it's also an Asay, it's okay. The Shita Gometza says that really it's a lav, but it's lav davka. It doesn't mean Asay Lachar Afrasha. It just means the concept of Mechaper and many sins. And the truth is like, Asay is really lav davka here. We just started with Asay because we're talking about Ola. The point is that they were Lachar Afrasha. So I don't think we should get too caught up in the word Asay. So let's just ask. Let's just ask for a second. Let's just put for a second what we have here. Sorry. What is the... Now, it's a good question you can ask. What's the first one for? So the answer... But at least the first one's... you'd have to say the question isn't... Right. They ultimately, it's Xeris Akasov. After all, go back to an Ola. What if I bring three Olas? One today, one tomorrow, one the next day. So why do I have to bring one today? I'm going to bring the next day anyway. Are you a chaper? Okay, so you get your kapara a little earlier. It never hurts to get your kapara a little earlier.
It's Meken Alisurin.
Yeah, even though here, you know, you might say, well, why don't I just... Yeah, I mean, let's say I bring one at 10 o'clock, one at 10:05. So you can see, I don't only want to bring a 10:05, but one at 10 o'clock, so we can already get kapara at 10 o'clock. For some of you.
Between 10 and 10:05.
What?
Adana,
yeah, exactly. I already want, at least for some Averos, to get kapara at 10 o'clock. And then I bring a 10:05 to get kapara for more Averos. So I'm not saying it's necessary, but it's Xeris Akasov. We just want it to be reasonable.
Obviously, now, you don't care about that. You don't really care for a whole year.
What is the first one Mechaper for? And what is the second one Mechaper for? The Havamina of our Gemara is... The Havamina of our Gemara is that the first one is Asay Ad... Let's say Shpita Sarishon, right? Or Hakrava Sarishon, right? Let's say Hakrava. We'll mean Shpita meanwhile, then we'll see. It's a little more complicated. And this is for, not Nasei, sorry, for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav. How do we write Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav? Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav. Right? Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav, fair enough. Hakrava Sarishon. And here it's for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav. Bein hakravas harishon le hakravas hasheni. Okay, then we say, what's our first answer? Which, according to Rashi and Tosfos, he might be omei the maskana, that if you're mafresh them at different times. So, and this proves that it's mechaper al asay. The la'achar hafrasha. That this is for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav ad hafrasha sarishon, and this is for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav bein hafrasha sarishon le hafrasha sasheni. Then could say that it's not mechaper al asay. It's only until Afrasha. Okay, now, what does the Gemara say? Are you going to say that the Pasuk only means Ramafresh Bezecher Zeh? Right, you can say it has to be Bezecher Zeh? Why did you say it has to be Bezecher Zeh? So rather, Amar Papa, Carbon of Seber, Carmer Chani, Carbon of Seber, Lay Basin, Kamasna, Lay Head. Carbon of Seber are different. You have Lay Basin, Masna, Lay Him. What's the Lay Basin, Masna here? What is the Lay Basin, Masna? So, what does our Papa say? Right? Our Papa says Lay Basin, Masna. What's the Lay Basin, Masna? That? The hafrasha of what?
Of the second one.
As Rashi says, Lotei hafrasha achron hafrasha at samach lakravaso. So says Rashi, that los the hafrasha of the second one. They make a t'nai, late beis and masa. The hafrasha of the second one should be delayed. What do we mean here? We mean here that this one is mechaper and tumas u'mikdash kachav ad hafrasha harishon, right? Because they don't make a t'nai in the first one. The first one is mechaper and the avir is tel hafrasha. But they make a t'nai the second one shouldn't be kadosh until shechita. So this is Thomas Victor Kodeshav Bain Hafrashas Harishon Lehakrabas Hasheni. Why? Because this night Bezdin, the second one is not Kadosh. Right? Shehasheni Eno Kadosh Ad Shas Shchita. So as it says, Sakin Mosh Tushafton Lemashahain. Okay, now. I don't know, before we see if everyone agrees with this Rashi or not, does anyone disagree with this Rashi, by the way? Have a different pshat? Anyone disagree with this Rashi and have a different pshat? How about the Shitas Kadmonim? So here, I admit, I didn't realize there were very nice footnotes in the Shitas Kadmonim. I should have put those in the course also. The Shitas Kadmonim, I don't know who it is, Echa Migdoli Harishonim, that's where there's a Rabbi Blau. Did he used to, I think he lived in Beit Vegan, who published like a whole series of obscure Rishonim. Yes. Published many, many obscure Rishonim. They all sort of look the same. I don't know, you know, some sort of like reddish, brownish, whatever. I mean, actually, not all. So he found a manuscript. He also found Rabbi Hananel on Zvachim, but only on the last like 20 blocks. And he found Echa Migdoli Harishonim, we don't know who it is, and he published it. So in this, Echa Migdoli Harishonim, he puts out in the footnote, but I think it's if you read it carefully, you'll find it, seems to interpret a little different than Rashi. What does he say here? He says at this point, V'dachi Rav Papa, the end of the fourth line, the way I printed it, Karbono Siberli Beza Masterliam, Shelo Yu Kadoshim, V'lo Nachzu Kadusha Ad Shashchita. Karbono Siber Beza is Masna, that they shouldn't be Kadosh, until Shashchita. Kedushah Rishul by Milsim Farsha Rishul's Perak Rishon Rishul Gillespie Kedusha Ad Shashchita, since they have no Kedusha till the Shchita. Asay Shemin Zel Zek Kodem Refroshen Inhu. Okay, here he doesn't say the Achron is not Kodesh till Shashchita. What does he say here? He says, in general, Karbon of Sibur are not Kodesh until Shashchita. Right. He doesn't say anything about the Achron. Right, he just says carbon sibra are not kadosh till shashchita. Sounds like it's a general thing, and therefore what the Shitas Kadmonim sounds like is that the first one is mekaper and tumas mikdash kadshav ad hakrava sarishon. Basically, we're going back to the first stage in the Gemara. Why? She'eino kadosh. Ad Shas Shkitaso. And the second one is Mechaper, Thomas Mikdash Kadshav, Bain Hakravas Harishon, Lehakravas Hashemi. Why? She'enam Kedoshim, Ad Shas Shkitasan. So that's the Pasha. He says Karbon Sibur in general are not Kadosh until they're brought. He doesn't say they're a Masa, the Achron's not Kadosh until it's brought. In which case, the Maskana of the Gemara is practically the same as the Havmin of the Gemara. They're each Mechaper and everything until they're Shechted, just for a different reason. At first we thought it's because it's Mechaper and Aseid Lachar Afrasha, and now we say it's not Mechaper and Aseid Lachar Afrasha. It's just that there's no Afrasha until Shechita because Karbon Sibur are Sakin Moshachton Lamashin. And here he really relies on Sakin Moshachton Lamashahain, right? That until you shech them, right, they don't really get their Kedusha. Okay, let's come back to this for a moment. Just before we come back to this, I want to come back to this because I think it's a very important point. I just want to point out an interesting machlokes between the Mefarshim here. The Tosfos seems to assume here. What are we trying? What is the hanacha of our Gemara? The hanacha, the assumption of our Gemara is that the Seirei Harigolim need to be mechaper on some Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav. Right? And as a matter of fact, it sounds like, and if they couldn't be mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav, then you wouldn't bring them. Right? That's clearly what comes out of Tosos. Tosos asks of a lake of a lamele, the crot kiksiva was after Zerksiva. Holo parech de lamele, the crush lo chayiv lo vishnayim elok shifrish was after Zer. They're not asking that you shouldn't be chayiv to bring two. Unless you were mafshim at different times, avol hifresh shnayim v'asachas eino chayiv, but you don't bring two if you were mafshim at the same time. Shizu in a koshid, afilu hifresh shnayim v'asachas nami shikor ve'echol domahani yasheni shehufresh shimo kamakum yochol lahafresh achar kain or lahafresh achir lahakriv umovel to olam chiva torah lahavi shnayim. What it's also saying, you have to bring two, but if you were mafresh at the same time, you can't at this stage in the Gemara. You can't bring two because then the second one's not machaper anything, right? So therefore, what is the Gemara saying? That you'd have to go get a third one, be mafreshed later, and bring that. But what's Tosa's assumption? Tosa's assumption is that you can't bring a sarir chatas, what we call, remember what we said in Ezer Mekoman, chatos hatzibur v'ayachid, elohen chatos hatzibur, what are the chatos hatzibur, right? Exactly, Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Chodesh shel moados. Right, the Rosh Chodesh and the Mo'adim, the Siri Harigalim. Right, so the assumption of Tosa is that you can't, it's puzzle. You can't bring a Sa'ir, Rosh Chodesh or Mo'adim, if it's not Mechaper Tomas Mikdash V'Kadshav. If it has no Kapara. You can only bring it to be Mechaper Tomas Mikdash V'Kadshav. Otherwise you can't bring it. And therefore, if you're Mafresh two at the same time, you can't bring them both at this stage of the Gemara, because the second one's not mafresh any, not mechaper in anything. It's like a brother, right, it's puzzle. It's like a chatas that has no kapara, which is puzzle. So Tosu says, but there is a solution. The solution is go get a third one and bring that. Yeah, you're right, the second one is garbage. Go get a third one and bring that. And then Tosos, and Rashi also sort of sounds that way, because Rashi says, when do you need to bring the second? You only need to bring it if it's Afreshinu B'Zeachar. So now, of course, what could you have said alternatively to Tosos? Right? Tosos saying you only can bring it if there's some Tomas Mikdash B'Kadshav to be Mechaper on. What would be the other option?
You bring it anyway.
Because?
The main point is to bring it.
And who says that? Somebody. The Karen Ora. Says the Karen Ora. Uvaguva dover my demashmi rashi zal tosal de mefrisha vas achas mifsal hasheni. E name of the inu mechaper la segel achar frosh and sort eon. The kol musvim on the chovas hayom heim. Really the chiv is really for chovas hayom. The side effect that's mechaper and Thomas makes is rekadshav. But the chiyuv is chovas hayom. After all, why do you bring the olos for a musaf? It's part of the musaf. Why do you bring the musaf? You bring the musaf for chovas hayom. They're not really for the specific kapara. Elodi alfina me cry the mechaper to the mikdashav. We just learned that they're also mechaperim on to the mikdashav. Misri mishnei siri chovah ba'achas ve'echad yichu paru chibishvil zel or yikra sheni. And if they're both the redundant kapara, the second one's not kapara. What do you think? You're not going to bring it? That's ridiculous. The Hakimash Lishon of Yirmiyah later on, Kibol Domeveis Koso Sheni Lama Huva. Why do you need the second? He's Medaik Lishon of Yirmiyah, which is parallel to Rav Shimon, which we didn't get to yet. Masha, it's Pasha, you bring it. The question is just, what kapara do you get for it? So here you have two different ways of reading Rav Shimon and Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Yirmiyah later on. Really two different ways of understanding the Chatos Harigolim. Right? Assumes Rashi and Tosos, what do Rashi and Tosos assume? That the Chiyuv is Kaparas Tomas Mikdash V'Kadshav. The Chiyuv is Kaparas Tomas Mikdash V'Kadshav. It's however Xeris V'Kadshav that you're only Mechaper Tomas Mikdash V'Kadshav on Rosh Chodesh and Moados, on Rigolim. Right? But the Chiyuv Hava and the Kashrus, the Chiyuv Hava is Mishum Kaparas Tomas Mikdash v'kadshav, and Ella digzeras hakasav dimechaprin alze davka berigolim. That's how Rashi and Tosfos understand it, and therefore Rashi says, I should have started with Rashi. Says Rashi again, diramaskel hachav mayiskina dehutzur sheni lavo. You only have to bring a second if there are some Tomas Mikdash V'Kadshav in between to be Mechaper. And Tosos says that's a little inaccurate. You he means you're only allowed to bring the second if there's some tumah shemikdush from kachet to mechaper. Otherwise, you'd have to bring a third. And therefore, let's just write. And therefore, the nafkamina is if the second one has nothing left to be mechaper, then Rashi says you're not chayiv to bring it. And Tosfos sort of corrects Rashi and says, it doesn't make sense you wouldn't be chayiv to bring it, because there is a chayiv to do more kapara. So Tosfos, he sort of straightens out Rashi a little and he says that you're chayiv to get a third one and bring it instead of the second. Right? But they're coming from the same place, meaning you can only bring it for kapara, the chiyav is lechaper al tumas mikdash v'kachav.
So, why can't you say that it takes two to be mechaper? Two series.
That's a fascinating question. Like, why doesn't anyone bring a bahavi that each one does half the kapara and you need both them to mechaper?
And you never finish.
No, why?
We're going to finish.
The answer is a good question, and I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's a good question. So Aaron's asking the Stipler's question. The Stipler kills Yaakov says, what if it just so happens that no Jew did Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav? Then wouldn't this be Chulin Bazara? And wouldn't this be all kinds of Yisurim? So the Stipler says, no, for Rashi and Tosu, you just touch up and say that it's a Chiyav. He says, like an Ashim Toloi. You have to do a chaper in case you did it. So, but you have to have something that you might have done. I mean, it's something Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav. You're right. It's a good question. The question is, what if all the Jews kept halacha properly? Now, I know that sounds a little unlikely, but okay, maybe, right? In days of Chizkiyahu Melech, right? There was not a tinok or a tinokes who didn't know halacha of Tumah V'Tahara properly. Right? Nowadays, I'm not sure how many Talmidei Chachamim know the halacha of Tumah V'Tahara properly. But so maybe they all kept it properly. Maybe they all kept it properly. So the Stipler says it's for suffix Tumas Mikdash V'Kachav. But you admit it's a little dochuk. Says the Karen Ora a little differently. Says the Karen Ora. He says no. Says the Karen. And the truth is that if you look in the Reb Chaim, there's this Reb Chaim stencil that I put in the end of Krisus, although I realized after I gave up the Makoros that the Griz summarized that and added a nice line, Davka, right here at the end of our sugya, in the Griz on Zvachim. He says that no, that the Chiyuv Hava'ah is Mishum Chovas Hayom. Ella Degam Mechaper Al Tomas Mikdash V'Kanshav. No, the chiyav avav shemitzvah yom. Of course, you always chayiv to bring it. It's just a side effect. It's mechaper tumas mikdash v'kanshav. And the Griz says here in Dov Zayin Aleph says it's not exactly the same as asay and olal achar afrasha. It's just similar to it because really you're bringing chovas hayom. And therefore, according to this, what's the nafkamina? He says the nafkamina is very posh. It says the Karen Ora. Nafkamina says even if the second one has nothing left to be mechaper, right, you still bring it. Then what's Rav Shimon's kasha? Rav Shimon's kasha is why bring it. So it's two different ways of understanding Rav Shimon's kasha. The Rashi and Tosfos understand Rav Shimon's kasha as a real halachic kasha. How is it kosher? How is it mutter to bring this if it's not kapara tumas mikdash v'kachav? He would understand. No, Rav Shimon's kasha is a drash kasha. What would the Torah have in mind to hint to us, right, by telling you to bring these two things, right? What can you die? What remez can you die from the Torah? Bring these two things. He doesn't mean why does it come? It comes because it's a chovas hayom. What he means is, what drash can we darshan from here in terms of tamei mitzvos? So here are two different ways of understanding Rav Shimon's kasha. According to this, the question of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yirmiyah, right, on Daf Zayinam and Aleph, right, by me, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zera, of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yirmiyah, is halachic. right? How is it mutter to bring? But according to the Karen Ori, you have to say no. That's what he says, you're bringing it anyway. The question of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yirmiya is midrashic, or let's just say, is philosophical.
More than that, you're calling it chatas hayom.
It's philosophical. Give me a second. Chattas? You know, what is the philosophical reason Hashem told us to bring it? That's like a Tami HaMitzvah, it's a Jewish question. But it's not that it would really be Ma'akev. If really you bring it because it's Chovas Hayom. We're not asking how luckily, how does it work out. We're just saying philosophically, what's the Hashkafa behind this? But how luckily works out as Chovas Hayom. And there, and the, what the Reb Chaim does, the Anacrisis is, if you then ask Akasha from the Gemara, the first mission in Shavuos, which again, I won't say it after this. It's not really the first mission in Shavuos, it's just that all the Mishnais in Shavuos are put at the beginning of the Perek, like we had in Sanhedrin. If he has a kasha with the first mission shvus, then why did they have to say that you could only bring the chatas of one regel and another regel because they're all into a smiktash for kachshav? So Reb Chaim explains that no, if you really are bringing it for chovas hayom, and he says, as a matter of fact, says Reb Chaim, he says another interesting nafkamina. He says that if you, basically, he says that question was just lechachila. How do you bring one karbon that's for one kind of tumas mitzvah kad shav on a different regular v'chaper for a different tumas mitzvah kad shav lechachila? But everyone agrees it would be kosher to bring on any regal because the chovas hava, the definition of the karbon, is chovas hayom. It's just that it also has a property in v'chaper tumas mitzvah kad shav. But that's not in the shame. It wouldn't be shinei Hashem if you messed up the Tumas Mikdash, if you thought about something else, not Tumas Mikdash Kadshav. The Shem in the Karban is only Chovas Hayom. It just also gets an attribute of being Mechaper Tumas Mikdash Kadshav. That's what Chaim says. The Shem in the Karban is Chovas Hayom. It just also has the power to be Mechaper Tumas Mikdash Kadshav. That's what Chaim's basic for. So these are two different ways of learning this Gemara. I'll just let me point out one thing. Tosos in the Vavam and Aleph Lishitoso has a Kasha. Tosos and Dafav and Altim Rasul Odilmas asked Tema the Nifshav Mesis and Berakam the Shvuas. What does it say in the first part of Shvuas? Dafilo the Reb Shimon the Lesle Lei Beza Masna. Alim Reb Shimon doesn't hold Lei Beza Masna. Sarshal a Kol Bergel Zei Kol Bergel Acher says if you're mafresh a goat for Pesach and you lose it, you can bring it on Shvuas. Says hold the Afish Bergel Sharavon is Kapper Partzim Zei Kolshav the Kodem Afrasha. He has a great kasha. How can it be that the Kuli Alma, even Reb Shimon who holds that there's no late days in Masneh, Reb Shimon admits that if I lose Pesach's goat, I can bring it on Shavuos or Sukkos. But how? I was mafresh before Pesach and then it got lost. And there's no late days in Masneh, so it was mamish mafresh. And then I brought a different one on Pesach, so I was already mechaper for everything before Afrasha. So doesn't that prove this mechaper and a seachar afrasha? Tosfos gives a duffy answer. He says, no, if I lose it, igloy milsim afreya, then I was never makdish it. It was like hektish betobos, because if I'd known it would get lost, I wouldn't have been makdish it. Which then gets you into lots of big toshas. Sugyas, which I put in the brackets of Kilos Yaakov, who deals with all these sort of dini mamadus. You know, how can I say that it's a tos? I wouldn't have been makdish it if I knew I would lose it. And when I go to a store and buy something and I lose it, can I say, I want my money back because I wouldn't have bought it if I knew I would lose it? Okay, I am the Kilos Yaakov. But, according to the Karen Ora, that's not a kasha, according to the Karen Ora, that's not a kasha in the first place. There's no kasha. How can I bring a karban afterwards? It's not mechaper for anything. I'm allowed to. They were just had a philosophical question why the Torah portrayed it that way. But I'm really allowed to. So here's just the last nafkamina. It says Tosfos, Vav Aleph, Dibra Maskel, oh, he now has a problem. How can I bring a lost goat if it's not mechaper on anything? Why is it not mechaper on anything? Because this is Reb Shimon who doesn't own leave Beis in Masneh, so therefore it's mufresh when it's mufresh. And meanwhile, I brought a substitute goat as mechaper on everything until then. So he has a problem. And then he has to give a dochuk answer. Has to give a mechudish answer. That's nicer than dochuk. But according to the Karen Ora, It's not kosher at all. That's not difficult. Of course, you're allowed to bring a sa'ir harigolim, even if it's not mechaper. You're allowed to. Our question is just a philosophical question. Why didn't the Torah set it up this way? But halachically, you're allowed to bring it for chovas hayom with kapara, without kapara. The kapara is a side effect. You're bringing it for chovas hayom, and therefore it's no. It tosels shitosa gets into a problem. Vav hamin aleph, the keren ora would not have this problem in the first place.
It's just the chovas hayom. Could it be an afternoon? If you only have one, but you can't bring it, you have to bring the other two.
No, because there's still two separate chovos, one from Pinchas and one from Emor. I still think there's still two separate chovos hayom. So that wouldn't bother me.
Isn't there one place where the Gemara, I don't remember the Makor, so the Gemara says only on the Chatas of Rosh Chodesh this question is asked, and not on the Chatos of Yom
Tov. Does not ring a bell to me. Okay. Now, let me just get back to for a second. Where we left off here with Rashi and the Shitas Kadmonim. We pointed out the Shitas Kadmonim sounded something a little different than Rashi. How do you read our Gemara? Before we get into Rashi, until Zosak and Moshafta Lamashahim, how do you read our Gemara? Is it only the second that they made a Tanai that it shouldn't be Kadosh until Shashki Tasso? In which case, the second Mechaper for everything between Afrash Zarishon and Shchitas Hasheni? Or is it even the first? And the way the Shita Gamoni makes it sound like all Kodshim, they made a Tanai that it shouldn't be Kadosh until the time of Shchita. Which is it? Is it all Kodshim that are not Kadosh until the time of Shchita? Or is it only the second one? So I think that here, this is just two different ways of reading. Maybe this ties into two different ways of reading. Leiv Bezim Masna Lehem and Sakin Moshachto Lamashahein. What does this mean, Leiv Bezim Masna Lehem? So what does Leiv Bezim Masna Lehem mean? The Gemara then asks, Amrli Rav Yosef, Reader of Shmuel, Rav Papa, Omias Leiv Shmuel, Leiv Bezim Masna Lehem. Rav Shmuel really holds from Leiv Bezim Masna Lehem. Tamidim that you don't need. How can it be Tamidim that you don't need? Isn't there always another day?
From the previous...
Exactly. Every year you're supposed to bring Tamidim from that year's skull. Right? So when Chavtes Adar comes, if you have leftover Tamidim, then you don't need them because you want to buy Rosh Chodesh Nisan for the new Shkalim. So what do you do with the leftover Tamidim? The Divra of Shimon ain't niftim Tamidim. And according to Rav Shimon, you can't be poed to them unblemished. What do you do with them? The Gemara discusses, and the end says you just mock with them as in double. The Divrei Chachamim niftim tamimim. According to the Chachamim, they are redeemed unblemished. Meaning only the Chachamim lay beis in mas. That's a tnai. You can even redeem these karbanos. Normally, if a yachid is makdish a karban and it's not blemished, you can't redeem it. But the tzibur lay beis in mas, you can redeem an unblemished karban if you don't need it. Or Shema doesn't hold only Beis Masneh. For Shema doesn't hold only Beis Masneh, that eliminates Rav Papa, and we already eliminated the first answer. Back to the Hatmi, and we have a proof. Still have a little bit of
cool stuff.
I'm just trying to figure out how to use the next few minutes. Okay, quick show of hands. Who wants to stay for Mincha?
When's Mincha?
1:20. Not a minute before. I'm sorry to say. Moshias HaMecho Baris Nechlasecha Hureim V'naseim. What, Chaim?
Not sure. If you need, I'll stay.
Not sure.
Yeah, sure.
Hureim V'naseim Ad. Okay. Moshias HaMecho Baris Nechlasecha Hureim V'naseim Ad. We got one guy from the office. We'll make a mincha. Okay. This will be our last mincha, because next Monday we're going to have to finish by Chatzos. So let's not finish the Gemara yet. So here, what do we see? We see a classic example, like Beza Masalim, is Taminim Shlohutsuk Litzibar, or Niftim Tamimim. What's that Tanai? Apparently, there's a Tanai going on here. What's the Tanai? The Tanai is, well, what's the Tanai Bezdin, Taminim Shlohutsuk Litzibar? What's the Tanai Bezdin? What Tanai did Bezdin make in the Taminim Shlohutsuk Litzibar? Anyone? What Tanai Bezdin did the Bezdin make? Right, these Tamidim. You don't need them at the end, you can just report them onto money. No problem. So what's the Tanai Bezdin? Like, what tzniyah did they make that allowed you to be put them onto money? So that's the simplest way to understand the tzniyah. Morgan. Hector's al tzniyah. What does it mean? If we need them in the end, then these are hufrash, they're kadosh as tamidim. And if you don't need them in the end, then they're chulim. Right? Or kedushas dominantly, something can be redeemed, right? If you need them in the end, they're kedushas agof. And if not, then they're not kedushas agof. L'chor, they're at least kedushas damim, just because they're bought with money of hektish. They spend the money of hektish on it. For the money of hektish to then be able to be spent by the shepherd, you'd have to have at least some kedush on these. So the Gemara explains this kedush is dumb on them. So therefore, it's a tonight.
Isn't it against the rule that anything which has kedush is a goof, which is shalem, you can't have
kedush? So the Gemara Shavuos asks that exact question and says, isn't that against that exact rule? And says, that rule is only if it's kedushas dumim of dumim to buy a karban. Here, you could have kedushas dumim, which is not to buy a karban. Let's say kedushas dumim to buy nesachim, and then that rule wouldn't apply. Okay, you have to ask how literally you take it. I'll come back to that in a moment. But the Gemara exactly asks your question. We're coming to the Gemara. Now, the Ritva asks a simple question. If you look at the Ritva that I printed here, he asks, Amar Abali Bezim Masalim, Perish Alot Smidabe Eskin Yasam, Shem Lohu Tzchu Yilu Demehem, that if you need them, they should be Kedusha Gof, and if not, they'll just be for selling them for money. Shem Lohu Tzchu Ein Kan Kedusha Gof, for Ein Ketluyim Va'omdim and Hutzchu Lo, right? They're Tluyim Omdim. Right, it's a suffi, which is a spiral of Mafreya. The lo shayachach alomer debar raisa ein breira. Here is a problem. There's a sugya called yesh breira for ein breira. Right? Is there retroactive clarification or not? So he says, hold on a second. We paskin that in doraisas ein breira. Right? In drabbanans we're makel that you can rely on breira. Right? But in doraisas ein breira. So here is a problem. How can you say the beza makes a tanai in all karbanos? What about the doraisa ein breira? There's no retroactive clarification. So he answers, this is a big machlokas. Big machlokas. How can we say there's no retroactive clarification? Haven't you ever heard of a tanai? Right? Isn't a tanai retroactive? Almanas. Remember, we discussed in Kedushin. That's retroactive clarification. So he says, lo shayach hachalom ad barisein prayer, and here he says one of the two main opinions to answer this. El ben masel achas mishtei dvarim ki nemuchach na beduchto meseches erev mishtei shmai. He says, when is it a problem of ein breira? When your tnai is to choose one of two things. Like, for example, what's classic breira? If I say, right, I think I might have even meant, maybe it was a different context. This is a big issue in contemporary kashrus. Right, what does mashgiach kashrus sometimes say if he can't make it to the store in a non-mahajan kashrus? He says, the guy has, he just got a big shipment of tomatoes, and he's going to sell them. There's no truma maishos. So he says, from now, whatever ends up not getting sold and being left on the bottom and spoiled and thrown out is truma now. So that's called a tie in two things, like which tomato is truma, one of these tomatoes, and retroactively you'll figure out which. That's a problem with breira, when you're choosing between different cheftzas. That's what he means. Or a guy says, I've put a loaf of bread 2,000 amos this side, a loaf of bread 2,000 amos that side. Whichever side my friend comes to on Shabbos, that should be my eruv. That's choosing between two cheftzas. But over here, he says that it's not choice between two cheftzas. I'm not saying this should be, one of these sheep should be a tamid. I'm saying is when I buy one sheep, I say a tanai on one cheftza. Yes or no, up or down. If I need it, it should be kadosh, and if I don't need it, it shouldn't be kadosh. That is a tanai, and a tanai comes from the Torah, and that doesn't depend on the sugya of yesh breira. Okay, that's the sheet of the minority of Rishonim, that the problem of ein breira, of retroactive clarification, is only when I'm doing it on many cheftzas, and I'm saying I'll retroactively clarify which cheftza. But if there's one cheftza, I'm just saying I'll retroactively clarify whether the chalos was chal or not chal, then that's not called breira, that's not retroactive clarification, that's just conditional. Okay, so says the Ritva, to get out of the problem of breira, he says there's only one cheftza. I know that there might be many sheep around, but each cheftza is independent of the others. Each sheep is independent of the others. And therefore, that's not a problem of breira. However, the Chazon Ish points out that there's another way to answer the problem of breira, which is breira is only if something is retroactive. who says that Leib Bezin Masna works retroactively? After all, there's another way to understand Tminim Shel Hutzruchu L'Tzibur. And that is, Al Teken, that is similar to our sugya. Maybe the other way to understand Tminim Shel Hutzruchu L'Tzibur is that it's not a Tanai L'Mafreya whether I was Makdish it or not. It's that when I buy a, again, not talking about a Yachid, this is only talking about Tzibur, right? When I buy, when the Gizbar or whoever buys a sheep, either way, regardless, it doesn't get Kedusha. It never gets Kedusha Zaguf. It never gets Kedusha Zaguf. If it never gets Kedusha Zaguf, then how do I bring it as a carbon tamid if I do in the end? Asakin Moshach Lamashi. It never gets Kedusha Zaguf until Shashchita. Obviously, you have to decide by Shashchita or else you're in trouble. Right? That's the last chance to decide. What it means, maybe they made a general rule. Their general rule was no carbonos tzibur get any kedushas aguf until shashchita. And now, let's just add one thing. So how can I even bring it into the azara before I shecht it if it's not kadosh yet? The answer is, has kedushas damin, that's okay. You're allowed to bring, it's not chulin bazara, it's kedushas damin. And says the Chazanish just adds one thing. What kedushas damin does it have here? Like, what Kedushas Damin does it have here? You can't say, because it could still be anything, right? Sakim Moshach L'Mashayim. Whatever I shecht it, that's what it becomes. So it's not Kedushas Damin to buy an Ola, because then I can only shecht it for an Ola. It's not Kedushas Damin to buy a Chattas, because then I can only shecht it for a Chattas. It's not Kedushas Damin to buy a Nesachim, because then I can only sell it and buy a Nesachim. What Kedushas Damin does it have then? Usually Kedushas Damin is Kedushas Damin of Ola, Kedushas Damin of Shlomin, Kedushas Damin of Denigabais. It has generic Kedushas Damin, generic stem cell Kedushas Damin. That's what we call it nowadays, right? Has stem cell Kedushas Damin. Whoever heard that there's such thing as stem cell kedushas damim? Whoever heard that you have this kedushas damim, which is open to become all different things that you want? So the Chazon Ish says, very poshut, we all heard of a special kind of kedushas damim that can be used to buy anything that Tzibur needs in Beis HaMikdash. What's that called? That's called kedushas shkalim, right? That's the whole point of shkalim. Shkalim is kadosh. What kedusha does shkalim have? The answer is there's a special parsha of a kedushas damim called shkalim. Or Trumas Halishka is the Chazon Ish uses the phrase Trumas Halishka, meaning the amount of shkolim that you scoop up from the office, from the storeroom. But that's Kedusha Shkolim is a unique Kedusha that Hashem created, that he wrote in the Torah, that is a Kedusha's Domim. It's not a Kedusha's Guf, right? When I first give my shekel, it's not Guf, it's Kedusha's Domim. But it's a Kedusha's Domim for anything that Tzibur ends up needing. It's an open-ended Kedusha's Domim. So says the Chazon Ish, now here it makes a lot of sense why it's only Kabonos Tzibur. Why is it only Korbanos Tzibur, Sakim, Moshachim, Mashahim, not Yachid? So you could say, because the Beis Din is smart enough to be Masneh, and a Yachid's not so organized, he's not Masneh. But the Chazon Ish says, no. Because only the Tzibur has Kedusha Shkolim. Kedusha Shkolim is unique to the Tzibur. And therefore, Dafka for the Tzibur, Kedusha, what does it mean? It means that all Korbanos of the Tzibur retain, what's the Leib Beis Din Masneh? They were Masneh. They could have said, as soon as you buy something, the Kedusha Shkolim turns into Kedusha Saguf of a certain carbon. And instead, they made a Tanai that when you buy things, you never know what will happen in the future. We want to have flexibility. Keep it in Kedusha Shkolim, Kedusha's Domin of Shkolim. And then the Gemara doesn't mean they mamish made a Kedusha Domin the Sachin. It just means an example that not only Kedusha's Domin becomes Kedusha Duf. Keep it in Kedusha's Domin of Shkolim until the last moment. The last moment is Shechita. At that point, it needs to be Mamash and Karban. And who agrees? The Chazon Ish brings up both possibilities, although this is main possibility. Which Rishon on the board agrees with the Chazon Ish that the way Leib Beis Din Masna works is that they made a general rule to keep Kedusha Shkolim for all Karban as long as you can? The Shitas Kadmonim. Why does the Shitas Kadmonim say both of them are not Kadosh till Shashchita? Why not just the last one like Rashi? According to Rashi, the last one does the trick. Why do you need both of them? As a matter of fact, Rashi's more attractive if you think about it. According to Rashi, the last one has much more kapara. Between Afrasha's Rishon Lakravasheni, that's like a few days of kapara. Why do the Shitas Kadmonim say it only gets a few minutes of kapara? Between Akravas Rishon and Akravasheni. Because this is his understanding of Leib Beis Din Masna. This is his understanding of Sakin Moshachta L'Mashahein. He understood that how did Leib Beis Din Masna work? And basically, here's two different ways of understanding how Leib Beis Din Masna, works by Tminim Shlohut Shkulit Tzibur. What do I mean by this? I mean by this here. The tmidim shalo hutrichu litzibur. Lev bezdin masne. What's the lev bezdin masne? One way of understanding the lev bezdin masne is lev bezdin masne limafreya, right? Limafreya. And this is the Ritva. The Ritva says lev bezdin masne limafreya. The Rimi Gash in Shavuos also says lev bezdin masne limafreya. Limafreya, it's a tnai. Oh, why isn't this breira? Oh, because it's only called problem or breira if you have multiple heftas. There's only one heft at a time, it's not a problem. Breira, without getting to that sugya now. And in which case, what do they mean? They mean it's like a tnai of almenas vechuli. And what does it mean, shakin moshachta lamashahain? The sakin retroactively clarifies. The sakin retroactively clarifies what they are. But the other option is,
why retroactively? Right now, the sakin defines right now what it is.
No, but if you hold like the Ritva, that's a tnai lamafreya, then what does the sakin do? When whatever I shecht it for, retroactively, that's what it was. Meaning, if I end up shechting it for a tamid, then retroactively, it was always a tamid. If I end up not shechting for a tamid, it wasn't a tamid. The other option is Bikamu Lahaba, right? This is the Shitas Kadmonim. I know I just have to tie that in for a second. And this is the main pshat of the Chazan. It's certainly in Simen Chav Zayin. This is only pshat. Then he brings up more pshatim in Simen Chav Ches. It makes it more complicated. And here what he's saying is that Hitnu Sheyisha'er Bik Dushas Damim Shel Shkolim Ad Shashchita. And then, what does the sakin do? The sakin makes it kedushas haguf. Now, right? So those are two different ways of understanding what lev bezdin masne, how it generally works. Now, let me point out, just bring it into our sugya. Right? What happens in our sugya? In our sugya, there's two different. Now, in our sugya, clearly we're talking about something mikad lahava. The whole point is that it pushes off the afrasha. How do you read our sugya? So one way of reading our sugya is, Rashi would say that that according to this way of reading it, you would say that it's interesting actually. When I mafresh them, what are you saying? I mafresh them at the same time, right? How do I know which I'm going to makrif first, which I'm going to makrif later? It's retroactively, right? That retroactively, whichever I bring first, was always kadosh, always meaning from hafrasha, and whichever I bring second was not kadosh until now. Right? Well, according to Rashi, think about it. One of them was kadosh for Afrasha, and one of them is only kadosh from now on. How do I know which? The answer is retroactively. I buy these two at once, right? That's what we're saying. You don't want to say the pasuk that I'm mafresh them one after the other. I buy two of them, I mafresh them at once. The lay base is master, that whichever I end up shechting first was mufresh from yesterday. Whichever I end up shechting second was only mufresh today. Right? As opposed to the Shitas Kadmonim way, he would say that there's no special tnai in Seire Atzeres. There's a general tnai. The general tnai is that Kedushas Haguf is never chal until shchita. That's sakin moshavton l'mashahim. So here, I think it's clear why does Shita Tadmona read this sugya different than Rashi? Because he has a different idea about how lev bezdin masne works in the other cases also. He thinks lev bezdin masne is a general rule. Lebezin Masna Sheshachin Moshachta Lamashahein. Lebezin is Masna that it should have Kedusha Shkolim until the last second. Why not? We have this concept called Kedusha Shkolim. Take advantage of it. And the Rashi would say, and again, I'm not saying this every Leif Beis and Masnas. There are some Leif Beis and Masnas that are not about Shkolim. But I mean, the regular studies of Leif Beis and Masna. Rashi would say, no, he might be more like the Rishpa. Leif Beis and Masna means in each specific case they make a Tanai. That if you're going to use it one, you know, for Tamid and they make a Tanai, if you're going to use it in the end, it's Kadosh. If not, it's not. And likewise, for Sirat Seris, they make a Tanai. If you're going to bring it first, it's Kadosh. If you're bringing it second, it's not Kadosh. It's just a Tanai that it should be Kadosh if you use it one way, not if you use it another way. By Tamidim, Kadosh if you need it, not Kadosh if you don't need it. By Sirir Golem, Kadosh if you bring it first, not Kadosh if you do not bring it first. So that's just two different ways of understanding Leif Beis and Masna.
Unless I'm forgetting something. Mm-hmm. But we had some of the same thing we were talking about, the 3 days of Bedika for the animals, that if you, you're miyachet an animal back then already to be brought for a carbon.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't this contradict all this, that already back then in those 3 days you're miyachet and making it...
So the answer is, in those 3 days it doesn't need to be hufresh for a tamid, it just needs to be Bedika. You just need bedik bikor 3 days. You just need to guard it 3 days and check that it doesn't have a mum.
Was it set for a carbon?
It doesn't. No. Apparently, the chiddush is that even in those 3 days, it doesn't need to be hufresh for a carbon. I hear your taina. You could have understood that during those 3 days, it needs to have kedushas coming on it. But lav davka, it could be you just need to be mevaker mimum for 3 days. Okay, so we have to finish this up and maybe finish up another detail or two. But we'll have to continue Amir Tashem on Thursday, because by the time we get down to these matters, it'll be time for Mincha. So we'll pick up on Thursday. We'll finish this inyan. We'll also ask the interesting question of what's the maskana ben aseid l'achar afrasha, and I want you to figure out the sheet of the Rambam on that, which is a little harder than it sounds. I'll send out the rest of the course, Amir Tzah Hashem, tonight.